And let's see, between your hip and your foot is your
knee.
Yes. And the knee is in the middle of the
your leg.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of the leg is called
the thigh.
And the lower part
is the my foot.
Yes,
ma'am.
No.
But between the knee and the foot is
it's the calf of the leg.
That's good. And the front part
is the shin.
Good. Now the place where the foot joins onto the calf, joins onto the leg, is called the what?
The knee.
Oh, mommy, ankle.
Ankle. Oh, wait, yeah. Joint. Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that higher than that.
And a boy might hop along on one
foot.
And everybody walks on two
feet.
Good. Now, if you were telling time, if it was 4:45, it would be possible to say it's 4:45, or you could express that as something about 5 o'clock.
A quarter.
Quarter to five. What do you call a support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board? It's made out of sort of an A-shaped.
Mama,
I don't know.
Dang it, folks, that thing on the saw. Blank. Saw horse.
Fine. Mm-hmm. And what about something that a person puts a piece of firewood in to saw it? A kind of a frame. It's sort of like an X, and you lay the firewood across.
There you
go. Use plywood or what?
A firewood. Wood for the fireplace.
Oh, you're talking about a saw frame.
Is that what you call it, Timmy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saw frame if you saw bench and saw frame
for you should put
saw it for soap for wood, just like cutting house wood.
Well, I know.
Have an X thing like that and two
that's right.
Of them in a line. Saw frame.
Would you call it a saw frame, Miss Hollis?
But I don't know about Timmy. I remember seeing those things.
But you don't remember.
Saw horse.
I'm a saw horse, is what you lay plank on with carpenter's cut, but a saw frame made like an egg. You put the log in between it, cut it with a cross cut saw hole.
If you want to take a baby for a ride, you might put it in a thing that has a handle and a hood and four wheels on it.
Carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you might say you were gonna put the baby.
Take it for a ride.
Yeah. Would you say you're going to push the baby or ride the baby or wheel the baby?
Are you going to... I used to say push them.
All right, that's fine. What do you call it if a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going all the way around it, if he just goes from corner to corner?
Yeah. He's cutting through.
Okay.
Short route, something.
Would you ever call that going catty-corner?
I could call cut it, but it's
cut what,
catty-corner, but that's what it means, though. You're just cutting out.
The same thing you went on across the street in the city, they call it jaywalking.
That's right. Well, have you ever heard of a word like catty-goddling or?
Yes, I heard it. Catty-goddling, just kind of getting along in a way.
Let's see now.
Now this kind of garden, what is that?
You can go on an angle and across.
Is that one tall?
Right.
Well now, if you have a piece of furniture that's sort of at an angle to the wall, would you ever call that catty corner to the wall? Or, if it's not flat up against the wall, but if it's in a corner, you know, and it's sort of...
angle slightly.
Yeah. Would you ever call that catty corner to the wall?
Yes, I will think that's what you would.
Okay.
You don't have it. If it's against the wall, if it's not a catty corner, it's not, doesn't touch the wall.
Okay, that's good. That's what I want to find out. Mm-hmm. Now, in this part right here, I'll give you a word, and then I'll give you a sentence that I want you to put that word into.